Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of church fellowship, we were taught that when we join a local church, we are entering into a commitment of fellowship to the church and to Christ. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When we entered the fellowship of our local church, we were entering a commitment to Christ, His Holy Spirit, and to one another. Unless the church becomes immoral or enters into false doctrine, for which the Scriptures admonish us to come out from among them and be separate, then we are to continue in love, care, forgiveness, and forbearance of one another. Now, oftentimes people leave a church, and it's not over doctrine or immorality. They aren't really being led or called to a specific ministry. Instead, they leave and begin looking for another church. Why? Well, they failed to forbear on a continuing basis. They failed the Spirit and broke commitment. Remember, it was Christ who viewed the local church with the same level of commitment as in a marriage, and commanded the same of us. So, my friend, don't be negative. Instead, be forbearing. Help build your church that it might reach the goal Christ set for it. That is, to be holy, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Forbear and help your local church to have stronger, biblical, and holy standards each year. You see, you should be more holy this year than you were last year. And next year, you should be more holy than you are this year. And so you just keep on growing in holiness, in God's grace, in God's love. Now, perhaps your idea of fellowship has been somewhat the same as many liberal, Christ-denying churches. That is, it's a time of social gathering. Today, you hear words such as, we're in an intentional ministry, or we're in a ministry that we're going to build our church through fellowship, where we are establishing fellowship among families. Well, it sounds kind of good on the surface, but it's really not about the fellowship of Christ or of sound doctrine. It doesn't include separation for false doctrine. It doesn't include separation for other things that may come up. And so you see right off the bat that they use words that will appeal to your sensual nature, whether it's your sentimentality or something after that manner. And so we realize that Satan is a very clever spirit, and he tries to make us religious but not righteous. And this is one of the things that he does so that you might be deceived. Perhaps you think of a party, a play, or some pursuit that a group within a local church does together. But definitely, you have not really seen fellowship. Now, we could understand agape and caring as elements of fellowship. We can understand that those things are to be carried out within the local church. As a matter of fact, we really do not have a problem of seeing that in the actual use of the word fellowship. We are making a commitment to one another. However, it's hard to see the word fellowship include forgiveness and forbearing. it may be as hard to see it, including the next virtue as well. But it is nonetheless a part of the ingredients that are included in the word fellowship. And it is expected of us by God within the realm of the local church. And that next area is submitting. Submission. Ephesians 5:21 states, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And by the way, a lot of people connect that with verse 22 and they look at that as speaking of the marriage in Ephesians 5. No, actually, verse 22 starts a new paragraph in Ephesians 5. Verse 21 is connected to the paragraph before it, and it's really looking at fellowship within the local church. And so he's saying, submitting yourselves one to another. It's confusion. After Christ has said, for the husband is the head of the home, even as Christ is the head of the church. If he's the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and to say that he's to submit to the wife, and then she is to submit to him, submitting yourselves one to another, that's confusion. Now, I've been to around some areas where a preacher stood up there and said to the husband, do you submit yourself to so-and-so? And then they'd ask the wife, do you submit yourself to him? You know, and that is just scripturally off base. And I hope that you haven't been deceived by that, but the devil is cunning, and preachers have been deceived, let alone the laity. Now, we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. There he says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, here one finds that without the humbleness of submitting ourselves one to another, we simply will not be exalted in due time. I'm afraid that too many Christians will be saved so as by fire. Have you ever considered what the word submit means? The word submit means to place under. The Lord, through his infallible word, told wives to submit yourselves unto your own husbands, Ephesians 5:22. Now, in marriage, submit means to place yourselves under the authority of the husband. But the thought is much stronger than obeying his command. A child is told to obey. Perhaps he's told, take out the garbage. Boy, his spirit rebels, but he also knows what dad's belt feels like that if he doesn't. And so he obeys. Obedience can be done grudgingly. Submission, on the other hand, is an attitude of yieldedness toward the one to whom we submit. See, it's possible to obey grudgingly, but it is not submission if we do it grudgingly. It is only obedience. Submission is then a mark of a mature Christian, because the wife's submission is supposed to be a picture of the submission of the believer to the Lord Jesus Christ, just as the husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, and so his love for her is to be a picture of the kind of love he has for us. So, too often, we find that the world makes fun of this passage and put it down, especially in this modern era. But understand, God is always right. The world is always wrong. You say, well, but that just doesn't fit this culture today. We're not governed by the culture. We're governed by the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us what a marriage is supposed to be, even if it goes against the grain. And it will go against the grain because the devil's at work. Just because the devil's powerful, the Bible doesn't tell us to go along with him. Now understand, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now in the local church, we must understand that first and foremost, Christ is the head. He places in the body of the local church various ones and gives them responsibility. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, talks about the elder. In short, the elder is the pastor. Now notice what it says there. He says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder. That is, Peter was also a pastor and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples or ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Now, verse 2 shows us the pastor has a twofold responsibility. Number one, to feed the flock. And number two, to take the oversight thereof. Now, that takes us to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Remember them which had the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, the end of their matter of life. Now, who does it say has the rule over you in the local church? Well, those that have spoken unto you the word of God. If your pastor preaches the word, you need to be in submission to the pastor of your local church. And that's who it is mainly in the local church, the pastor. Now notice Hebrews 13, 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, which we saw in verse 7, are those who speak unto you the word of God. So it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So if you have a pastor that is the pastor of your church and you're a grief to him, just think of the grief it's going to be when before God and he asks about you and he says, yes, I preached this word. I preached this word unto them. I did preach it, but they didn't follow the faith. They did not submit themselves. And as a result, you're saved so as by fire. Obey and submit. Not just do it, but do it with a yielded spirit. Now, submitting in fellowship does not end with the pastor of the local church. The next step is that the younger are to submit themselves to the elder, which by context is referring to older people in the congregation. Now, isn't it right for the elderly to be given seats when the church has a gathering in the social hall and there are more people than seats? Shouldn't they be given precedence? They should be allowed in the food lines first. It is a shame today that so many children speak disrespectfully to older adults.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.